Ending a partnership doesn't mean ending the relationship. In this episode, I'll show you how to exit with dignity, keep doors open, and protect your reputation. This is the Partnership Playbook, a podcast helping sales and marketing leaders secure high-value partnerships that finally unlocks business growth and reclaims time. I'm your coach, Phil Hay-Sinclair. Welcome to the show. Now, if you've only got 2 minutes, let me cut to the chase. In today's episode, we're talking about the art of ending partnerships well. You'll learn how to communicate your decision clearly, how to manage the transition with professionalism, and how to protect relationships so you're never burning bridges. This is for leaders who've outgrown a partnership, for the founder shifting priorities, for the marketing lead moving away from the channel that no longer aligns. Let's make sure that exit becomes an advantage, not an embarrassment. Here's what you're going to walk away with today: a framework to communicate clearly and confidently when the time comes to move on, a checklist to manage the emotional and operational transitions, and a mindset shift to treat endings not as failures, but as strategic pivots. Every partnership has a life cycle. Some flourish, some fade, and some, well, you just outgrow. But here's the thing: how you end a partnership says just as much about your leadership as how you begin one. Let's look at lesson one: being clear, but always being kind. One of the worst things you can do when ending a partnership is to ghost, or even worse, sugarcoat it to the point of confusion. I once worked with a SaaS CEO who was phasing out a referral partnership with a major consultancy. Instead of avoiding the conversation, she sent a short, honest note, which read like this: after reviewing our strategic goals, we've decided to focus resources on different growth priorities. That means we're stepping away from this partnership. It was clean, respectful, and direct. The result? Not only did they maintain goodwill, the consultancy later referred them to another firm, better aligned with their new direction. So when it's time to move on, be honest, be kind, but above all, be clear. Next up, lesson two: structuring the exit. Here's what a clean exit looks like. You set a clear end date. You review what's left to deliver, or what gets paused. You agree on who owns what, like files, leads, customers, and IP. You talk about how this change gets communicated internally and externally. One of my clients recently ended a partnership with a tech integrator. Instead of pulling the plug over email, they booked a final alignment call. Agenda shared, deliverables documented, and the tone? Well, it was collaborative. That partner later said, "Best offboarding we've ever seen." That's leadership. Now, lesson three: relationships are greater than transactions. This is the golden rule. The partnership may end, but the relationship doesn't have to. One founder I worked with sent thank you notes to each person on the departing partner's team. 2 months later, one of those team members introduced him to a new investor. Stay generous. Stay grateful. A simple note that says, "Though this chapter's ending, I'd welcome the chance to work together again in the future." Simple, lasting, and memorable. Let's zoom out for a second. Companies end partnerships all the time. Apple and IBM, Spotify and Harry and Meghan, even Airbnb with entire cities. And most of those endings weren't personal. They were strategic. Your goals shifted. Your vision changed. Your partner's direction diverged. That's normal. What's critical is how you handle it. A good exit achieves three things. It preserves your reputation, it creates future opportunity, and it shows your team what maturity and leadership looks like. Now, here are the traps to watch out for: dragging things out for too long, blaming the other party, and avoiding difficult conversations. Every one of those choices makes things harder than it needs to be. So keep this in mind. Ending a partnership with dignity is not a failure. It's a flex. It's a sign of strategic clarity, emotional maturity, and long-term thinking. And when you end well, you build credibility and you protect your future. Now, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. But before you go, I have a question for you. Do you worry that you're wasting time, money, and credibility on the wrong partnerships? It's exhausting to pretend everything's fine while quietly second-guessing your decisions. You see others thriving with the right connections, and you're stuck wondering if you're missing out. The fear of making another costly mistake can feel paralyzing. Well, that ends today, because I've created a free partner scorecard to instantly assess if a potential partner is an ideal fit for your organization. This tool and the Tesla case study that comes with it will give you clarity, confidence, and the edge you've been looking for to secure those partnerships that not only work, but finally help you grow your business. You can find the link to that tool in the show notes. And thanks again for being here. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes Sinclair. I'll see you in the next episode.